Others who will be continuing in office include John McCain, who will be returning to the Senate. The Arizona Republican easily won a fifth term. Arizona's Republican Governor Jan Brewer also won her race handily, as did a new face with a familiar Republican name. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Former Vice President Dan Quayle's son, Ben, will begin his political career as a congressman. He ran against all Democrats, really, calling Barack Obama the worst president in the history of the country. Now he says he's willing to cooperate with the president, as long as Republicans set the terms.
He's got to come to, to us, and I'm happy to work with him and make sure that his second 2 years are better than his first two.
Governor Jan Brewer was even less conciliatory. She used the nation's mortgage woes as a metaphor for Tuesday's Republican takeover of the House of Representatives.
Tonight we foreclosed on a house, the one that used to be run by Nancy Pelosi.
Brewer has her own problems back home despite her victory. Arizona has a reeling real estate market, high unemployment, and a big budget deficit. She'll have even more people on her side to deal with those problems. Republicans already controlled the Arizona legislature. Now they appear to have gained a supermajority in both houses. Republican leaders say that means more new laws targeted at illegal immigrants in the next session, even as the popular but controversial law known as SB 1070 remains tied up in federal court. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Phoenix.